And what do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
All right. If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the wooden piece between the horses?
The shaft.
And what? If you have a buggy, what are the two pieces the horse is between?
Well, I know the French name, but I don't know what you'd call it, the shafts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you grow up speaking French, by the way? I didn't ask you that.
I spoke French before I spoke English.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. At what age did you learn English?
I started learning English when I was 5 years old, mm-hmm. when I went to public school. I knew English before. They tell me a story that when I was still had to stand up on a stool to look into the kitchen sink, that the maid was referring to certain seafood as swimps. And I told her, it's not swimps, Teta, it's shrimp. So I knew it. I knew English long enough, but we spoke en famille in French entirely. Mm-hmm. Although my mother and father, grandmother, everybody in the family spoke English mm-hmm. correctly and grammatically, my grandmother had a slight French accent to her English. And there's certain words that my father would say that were definitely had a French. For instance, he didn't say Thursday, he said Thursday. Mm-hmm. And an angel was Angel.
Mm. you mentioned the two shafts. You said you knew the French term for it. Are there French terms that you use?
The French term would be brancard, B-R-A-N-C-A-R-D.
I was just wondering if there were French terms that you used for some of these things that we've...
Oh yes, we a great many of the things that you asked me, some of the French words I might have been able to come up with more quickly.
Mr. he told me that there's some words he thinks of the French term first before he thinks of the English
I do
term.
Too. As a matter of fact, I think in French, mm-hmm. and you can see it in my writing. I have subjects and predicates that are a little bit different in English and in French.
Mm-hmm. But when you started going to school, was there any pressure to force children to speak English?
Well, in school they had it was English. There were no, the only French schools were private schools.
Mm-hmm. Were the children punished for speaking French?
No. By the time they went to school, they still were able to speak. They were mm-hmm. able to speak English. Mm-hmm. I spoke in both languages as a child. My little sister, who died when she was only about 2 years old, spoke fluently both French and English, and my younger brother too. Mm-hmm. We spoke both languages alternatingly in the family, but in the family context, I don't think I ever heard my father and mother have a long conversation in English. They always spoke to one another in French. Mm-hmm. And when I tell people that I moached girlfriends in French, they think it's funny. But a lot of the people that I went out with, we spoke French in our social life. And unfortunately, it's gone.
That is a shame.
It's a shame. Mm-hmm. I still speak French, and I'm delighted when I can speak to somebody in French. Mm-hmm. But I never had a long conversation with Mama. I always addressed her in French. We spoke French as a natural thing. It was, and we spoke English as a natural thing. We just mm-hmm. were bilingual completely.
Is the French that you speak Creole?
It's French French. It's the
Parisian.
Educated French,
yes.
Parisian French.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I had an experience in Paris once. I was asking a man directions on the street, and a man standing next to me said, pardon, monsieur, est-ce que vous êtes Canadien?
Mm.
And no, he said, vous n'êtes pas Canadien. Ah. Vous n'êtes pas Canadien. Mm-hmm.